range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley Davidson also has a full service facility and professional, experienced, and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel Local location. And we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hoping you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant. And don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
And welcome back, KCNR 1460. We have the streaming back up. I love technology, but there's nobody in the chat room at the moment. But if you are listening via iTunes or TuneIn Radio or any number of apps, by the way, if you're not aware of those, if you have a smartphone or a tablet, that would include an iPad or an Android-based tablet. By the way, I bought recently a Kindle Fire HD. Brenda and I both got ourselves those little tablets. Cool little devices. We watched movies last night on
really?
Ours. Yeah, you can plug it into the big screen.
I really liked it. You were showing it to me last week because you could hold it like a real book. It's about book size.
It's about the size of a book. And the thing about the Kindle Fire is it was designed as a content delivery system. It wasn't built and then apps were made for it. It was designed with delivery of Amazon content into the palm of your hand. And if you don't want to, I do peruse local bookstores. I love to go to used bookstores and poke around in the shelves and things like that, finding little bits and pieces that you really can't find anywhere else. But it's handy being able to hold hundreds of volumes in your hand and just pull it out and read it anywhere. That's very, very handy. And this, we had the ability to watch movies via Netflix. And I'll tell you what, watching it via the Amazon Prime, far and away better. So, but it's a matter of choice. But a lot of people are cutting back too. But in terms of devices, I think that 7-inch tablet is really a nice little thing to play with. I love my toys.
You get hooked on these apps on your smartphone, and then you realize that the screen is a little small for what you want to do with some of those apps. So there's a demand for these 7-inch tablets.
Yeah, you can't get one device that does it all, and a phone should be a phone should be a phone. But, you know, any of these devices is a study in compromises. So tell me, change of topic here, tell me what you know about Mr. Huckabee.
Well, like I was saying, he's the former governor of Arkansas. He was one of the, he became one of the top tier presidential candidates in the 2008 race, pretty much came out of the pack to elevate himself on the same level with, it was John McCain, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, and Rudy Giuliani were the and Huckabee. Those were the big five survivors in 2008 after the first few months of the presidential campaign. And ultimately, of course, John McCain got the nomination, but Mike Huckabee was the only other guy still standing between McCain and the nomination. So he acquitted himself well in 2008, opted not to run again in 2012. He by that time was carving out a television talk show host career on the Fox News Channel. Does a very entertaining show on Saturday nights. He has for the last few years, and then earlier this year he got into long form talk radio. Now the he had been dabbling in radio as far as filling in for Paul Harvey.
And I saw a report on the Huffington Post. I'm doing a quick Google on him here. Notice how Google's become a verb.
I Google, you Google, we all Google.
His show really did start off kind of lackluster. He's sort of lost in the pack. I think that any new talk radio host has to kind of find their niche. So we're glad to have him on board, and he'll be kind of a change of pace. One of the things that I've been in radio a good long time, and one of the things that just I kind of cringe at is just this constant barrage of screaming that some stations offer you. And we try to change that up a little bit with kind of a variety here, and I think we do a pretty fair job of that.
Oh, I do too. And I think Huckabee's, I don't know, he strikes me as one of those voice of reason types that's going to be an alternative to some of the more strident voices in talk radio. So I think he'll be a welcome addition. He actually made a few headlines a couple of weeks ago right after the Connecticut school shooting when he blamed that on essentially on God being taken out of the classroom. And caught a lot of flack for that.
I think that that's actually a factor in the equation. I don't think a lot of people want to point, and that's the human nature thing. You want to point to one thing. Well, if this wasn't so, then everything would be perfect. And of course, that's not a realistic point of view. There are a lot of factors. And speaking of guns, I am not always on the same page with Silas Lyons as far as political views go. I mean, that would be pretty much a gimme, and I'm sure that Silas doesn't care much about what I think. But he is a figure, editor over there at the Searchlight. But I am kind of applauding the Searchlight for their decision not to jump on this bandwagon that some newspapers across the country have of publishing the names and locations of legal gun owners in the area.
That was that suburban New York City paper that did that last week.
How irresponsible is that? It is an intrusion into privacy, and it's grandstanding of the worst possible sort. And
that's some agenda-driven reporter not stopping to think about the unintended consequences. About, as someone pointed out, you're also identifying the households in that neighborhood that do not have weapons, making them perhaps more likely to be prey, if you will.
Well, when we come back from the break, this morning 9 people died when a bus went off an embankment and crashed into a gully. 9 people died violently. Why aren't people upset about that? If it had been a gun, can you imagine the screaming? We'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Where the time is 7:21.
Don't miss the end of the year sale at Crown Motors. Going on now through New Year's Eve. Every vehicle marked down for immediate sale. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And save on a huge selection of clean, quality pre-owned vehicles. Reduced to sell. Don't miss the huge savings going on now through New Year's Eve at the Crown Motors end of year sale.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And the clock counts down to finish off the year 2012 here in Northern California. And some parts of the world, 2012 is but a memory. But, of course, for us, the Auld Lang Syne, not till, let me see here. I'm not even going to calculate the number of hours. It's midnight tonight here. But right now at 7:26. We're running a little bit of, we're running our own little version of Free Fire here, and it's open format. Give us a call, 605-4567. And as always, Monday's a little bit slow, and which is good because the streaming system was off kilter this morning. We had to reboot it. Typical software updates for the computer, and nothing short of a 5-pound sledge is going to fix that. But anyway, before we left for the break, several people killed when a bus skidded off a nasty highway up in Oregon, charter bus, went down an embankment, several people ejected. I mean, not a good way to go. And, these people are every bit as deceased as if a crazed gunman, as the media likes to put it, had come on the bus and shot them. So why not the outrage? Why not the screams to abolish charter buses, to regulate them, to make people get licenses to ride charter buses? You know, why not that outrage? And I think it's just how the media is. Well, yes, well, we have to ride buses, but guns we don't really need. Really? Is that your argument?
There's a faction of the media that basically doesn't like guns but has no problems with buses or public transportation.
Well, there have been quite a few serious crashes from a very underregulated charter bus industry. I can think of some on that Reno bus trip where the buses have just been in horrible condition and the driver had no business transporting human beings around and was still doing it, and people have paid the price for those decisions. So where's the outrage there? Where's the outrage in the number of people who die in drunk driving deaths? And you don't hear screams to immediately remove all liquor from the shelves, do you hear it? Yeah, I haven't heard that lately.
No, there's no real will to do that. Yes, that's been tried in the Prohibition era, of course.
So that's going to happen with these new restrictive gun laws is you're going to drive it underground, I think.
Oh, I think you're right. And they're not, I don't know, they're looking at the symptom instead of the problem. The problem, you could certainly make the case in these recent rash of shootings, has been the mental health of the shooters. You know, that's a whole other subject for discussion. But history would suggest that if you took guns away from these people, they would still find another way to inflict mayhem if they were of a mind to do so.
Well, the huge school mass murder in the 1920s was carried out with explosives that were commonly available, and anybody with high school chemistry can come up with explosives. I mean, locking up all the ingredients for anything. I mean, it certainly hasn't slowed down the meth makers. It's not going to slow down people who want to cause death and destruction. How do you address this problem? You go to the root of it. You figure out what is wrong with these people, and the ones who are not fixable, you lock them up somewhere.
And that incident that happened in China, I believe on the same day as the Connecticut school shooting, which almost got lost in the midst of all of the other coverage, but a man came in and cut up 22 school children with a knife or a machete
It would have been more, but this has happened a couple of times previously, so the schools now have some security guards inside the building. But this is some interesting times we live in, to quote a famous Chinese curse, I guess it is. And this coming year is just going to be real interesting. Also, this morning we want to talk about just anything you want to talk about. There's just an endless list of topics, both for closing out this year, what's coming up next year, financial stuff, new laws. There's a raft of traffic laws on the books. We'll talk about that. But right now, we're going to listen as Fox Business News gives us the latest right here on AM 1460 KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are moving lower because investors are worried about the tax impact from the fiscal cliff. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 17 points. Tax rates go up for all Americans tomorrow if Congress fails to pass a deal to soften the blow from the fiscal cliff by midnight. Pilots at American Airlines have taken a step that could pave the way for a merger between parent company AMR and U.S. Airways. The pilots' union approved the framework of a labor agreement should the airlines merge. Details of that agreement remain confidential. And there's a dire warning from the manager of the world's largest bond fund. PIMCO's Bill Gross says he anticipates stocks and bonds will return less than 5% next year, and unemployment will stick at a minimum of 7.5% in 2013. A group of private equity firms, including Carlyle Group, plan to buy the financial advisory and investment banking firm Duff & Phelps. Price tag? $665 million or $15.55 a share. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time, 7:34. Welcome back to the program. And, our good friend Doc came in and said, yes, where's the outrage about buses? Where's the outrage about all these things? But let something happen with a firearm, and it's the firearms part. Problem. It's the people want to sue the firearms manufacturer. Why don't people want to sue Gillig or whoever built the bus? Or, you know, why don't people want to sue that manufacturer? Because those things are dangerous. Look at the number of charter buses that have gone off the road. There was a big accident earlier this year. There was a huge accident on I-5, I do believe. Where a bus was being incorrectly operated, flipped over, killed a bunch of people. But it was just a blip on the news because things that happen in Northern California, if you notice this, J-Bob, news events that anywhere that on the other side of the Rockies would be national headlines don't even rate a back page mention. And that same is true of the Weather Channel. If you've ever watched the Weather Channel, it's like, from the Weather Channel's point of view, west of the Rockies is just a large gray void.
Yes, that's that East Coast bias we talk about.
Yeah. I'm a little tired of that. You know, let's draw a line down the middle and say, okay, that side's yours, this side ours. We'll go on and do our own thing, you know. Of course, there's people who make arguments.
They may acknowledge the existence of the West Coast, but everything in between is basically flyover country.
Well, yeah. About the only time we get mentioned is when it's something particularly horrible. Speaking of particularly horrible things, new traffic laws. Oh, here we go. You know, I think Texas...
We do this feature every year at this time.
Texas has got the right idea. They only let the legislature play for, what, about 9 months in a two-year session?
Every other year.
Yeah. And then they make them go home so they can't do any more damage. I like that. If Texas can do it, why can't California? Because these guys are compelled to write laws just for the sake of writing laws. See, we're doing something. We're restricting your freedoms, but by gosh, we're doing things. We're making you safer. We're adding more laws to the books and complicating your lives, but you're safer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently the Californians who are moving to Texas don't agree with that.
Yeah. And, I know a lot of Californians who are moving anywhere else. And, I don't know. Someday I may find myself among that number. I haven't decided yet.
A lot of people weighing their options as we head into 2013, whether to, should I stay or should I go?
Yeah. Great song there.
Hey, yeah, texting while driving. Now, personally, I think there is nothing in the world that is so bloody important that you have to have a phone in your ear or be tapping out a text message or even voicing a text message, because if you're talking to someone who's not there, your attention is not on your driving. And I have seen a lot of people driving, peeking over the top of the steering wheel once in a while their thumbs are going 90 miles an hour, tapping out a text message. What could possibly be that important? Well, if you have a voice-operated texting system, you are now allowed to use that as long as it is hands-free. That's a new law that's taking effect. Red light camera laws are being tightened up. Now, I did not know this, that the under certain law enforcement jurisdictions, they could contact people to identify you who were not law enforcement officials so they could figure out who to give the ticket to.
That was news to me.
Yeah. Who thought that was a great idea? By the way, if you get caught by one of those red light cameras, it costs you about $460. And last year, or 2011, 3,000 of those tickets were handed out. Most of that money, of course, went to that firm down in, Texas. Why does that keep coming up? Let's see here.
Texas will keep tweaking California as long as we allow them to.
Well, another change that's technology driven. If you have your proof of insurance on your iPad, you can show the officer that, instead of having to have the piece of folded up and mutilated paper in your wallet. If you are suspected of driving under the influence of drugs, you're no longer allowed to, people suspected of driving under the influence of drugs will no longer be allowed to take a urine test to determine if they're on drugs under the provisions of AB 2020. Urine tests have already been written off the books for suspected alcohol-related DUI offenses. So those tests are unreliable because they can be easily contaminated, and in fact, as I have been told by several people, can be easily faked. So it's a blood test or nothing these days, I guess. Other new laws, more protection of us. Certain healthcare providers will discuss child safety seat requirements with a parent if the child is younger than 8. AB 1266 prohibits riders on recreational off-highway vehicles from sitting in any position other than the one specified from the manufacturer, and adds seating requirements. And AB 45 requires both carrier of alcohol and driver of a charter party vehicle where it's served to tell passengers that what they already know, underage drinking in the vehicle is illegal.
Require both the carrier of alcohol and driver of a
charter vehicles have, alcohol served on board. Now, they have to now by law tell you that if you're underage to drink, you can't drink.
In case you didn't already know that underage drinking was illegal.
It is now the law to state the obvious. There's a few more of these laws, and while I gather myself up the bravery to, AB 2189 lets someone authorized to live in the United States but doesn't meet eligibility requirements for a Social Security number to get a driver's license. Can you say sanctuary state? Back with more right after this. You're listening to AM 1460 KCNR.
Happy 2013.
Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance,
insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Don't miss the end of the year sale at Crown Motors. Going on now through New Year's Eve. Every vehicle marked down for immediate sale. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And save on a huge selection of clean, quality pre-owned vehicles reduced to sell. Don't miss the huge savings going on now through New Year's Eve at the Crown Motors end of year sale.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' cans. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I love John Mellencamp. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, last show of the year for our morning talk show. 530-605-4567, the number to call to join in the conversation. Chat rooms upstream is running, so lots of ways to get hold of us here. A couple more of these interesting traffic laws that your legislators have determined these are absolutely necessary to make your life healthier, happier, and better.
And the legislators' ongoing attempt to continue justifying their existence.
I feel so much safer knowing that AB 1854 makes it illegal to knowingly sell or distribute a used airbag or component of one, as well as rewire a vehicle to falsely indicate that its restraint systems are in working order, which will be considered a misdemeanor. Somebody sells me a car and I find out that they've monkeyed with the airbag system, they're going to get more than a misdemeanor. let's see here. AB 2489 makes it a crime to sell devices that make it harder to read a license plate, such as by erasing or painting over the reflective coating. I find that masking tape works just fine. Thank you very much. Does that include that the gloss paint? So I know that's a trick down in Southern California. You get a high gloss, clear coat.
Oh, and then the red light cameras can't see.
Right, it. Because it makes it it makes it too shiny, makes it too glary, and they can't get a good shot. And that, and the other thing was that the smoked cover. I think this is what the law is aimed at, that smoked plastic cover that people would put over the license plates to make them difficult to read, or polarized covers that you could only see from dead on. Okay, so don't obscure your license.
Technology is always one step ahead of the law.
And finally, brave new world that it is, SB 1298 allows the testing of self-driving cars on public roads. Now, of course, this has already been going on, but this is one of the cases where technology was running way ahead of what was possible, of the law. Because really it was neither legal or illegal to test a self-driving car. Now I guess it's Google
that's been testing these cars that the only accident that they've had so far in these cars is when the humans were driving them during part of the road test. So, but of course, any system, like I said, our streaming system should be robust as all to get out. If those cars crash as often as our streaming system, I'm going to be scared. Of course, I'm also scared to share the road with people who are loaded up on medical marijuana, but they can't take a pee test anymore, so the world just gets more complicated.
This is a slippery slope we're on in California, I got to tell you. Speaking of streaming...
Yes.
You being our resident IT guy, we had something odd on the streaming yesterday. After we got the audio stream back, everyone was able to get it except people who were using Google Chrome. I don't know why. Don't know what the deal is with Google Chrome.
Probably has to do with what's called Flash. And Flash is a content delivery technology, and it probably required an update to the version of Flash that works with Chrome. And it's like Ford parts being modified to fit in a Chevy. You know, it's, I expect that the problem would clear with the next update. But somebody changes some little piece of code somewhere and all of a sudden there's all kinds of repercussions.
You know, Flash is primarily a video, software.
Well, it's not just video. It is also usable for graphics and it is also usable for sound. It is a, it was intended by Adobe to be a sort of content delivery system. Of course, everybody would have to pay Adobe a fee, to be able to use this technology. And so, Apple said, no, we're not going to do that. And your system is buggy and causes too much overhead and and that's why you can't get, Flash based content on your iPad. And oddly enough, Google, devices, that run the Android operating system are, losing their support for Flash. So, and Flash is a technology, or it's a type of, technology that is difficult to implement. It's outdated, and there are better ways of doing that sort of thing.
Is it a flash in the pan?
Well, it's been around for a long time, so I wouldn't call it a flash in the pan. But I think it's time for technology to move on. Somebody's talking about, you know, if you think a technology is going to be around forever, when was the last time you saw a zip drive that would actually work?
You can't buy floppy disks anywhere anymore.
That's true. You hoard them like gold. We have some systems here that actually use floppy disks. So anyway, what we start out with, we've got a new lineup here at KCNR, and when we come back from the break, we want to talk a little bit about that. And you are listening to KCNR AM 1460. Join the conversation, 530-605-4567.
We're 10 minutes away from 8. Thanks for listening to AM 1460 KCNR. Bob Alonji and Bob Martin in for Carl and Linda this morning.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yax.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back, 7:54, 6 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. It's Bob and Bob, the B-Team, in for Carl and Linda this morning on Free Fire Radio, AM 1460, KCNR. A couple of our fine sponsors in 2012 we want to acknowledge and wish them a great 2013. Redding Harley-Davidson, they were established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, who remain intimately involved in the day-to-day business ever since. Redding Harley-Davidson, carrying a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles, along with a full-service facility with experienced technicians competent in diagnosis, service, and repair of your Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Sell your bike or trade it in. Financing available at 1268 Twinview Boulevard in Redding. Give them a call to 241-7117. You'll find them there Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 in the afternoon. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Also, Crown Motors having their big New Year's sale today. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew at Crown Motors Ready, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading, carrying a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in the vehicles they sell. And again, they are having their big New Year's year-end sale going on right now. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Their number, 223-2177. Good morning again, Bob.
And good morning. In the few minutes we have before we hit the top of the hour I've been taking a break for the Fox News. Kind of a backstory here. About, when has it been? About 6 months ago that we lost Laura Ingraham because of a contract dispute with her network. Or was it more like about 3-4 months?
It was about, I was thinking it was like 6 weeks ago, but around maybe a couple of months.
Yeah, but anyway, suddenly Laura Ingraham's off the air, replaced by whoever.
Well, it was the Thanksgiving. That's when she did her last show, like the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feels like it was much longer. Left all of her affiliates just sort of floundering around looking for a replacement, and the network substituted in Mr. Jerry Doyle, who's a likable fellow, but a lot of people, I personally really like Jerry Doyle. I like his style. I like his low-key approach. He's a very articulate, intelligent individual. But there's been a lot of clamoring to get Laura back on the air. So it has become available, and we are going to put Laura Ingraham back in that noon to 3 slot here on KCNR. Unfortunately, we can't do the same with Michael Savage. Mr. Savage is lost to us, and this is typical of the broadcast industry.
Well, and talk radio network in a very unenviable position right now. They had two of the top five radio hosts in the country and lost them both over a matter of weeks, Michael Savage and then Laura Ingraham. And apparently according to Laura, they knew this was coming, that she had told them months ago she was not going to renew her contract, but I don't know if they thought they could talk her out of it or what, but they got kind of got
a sweetheart deal at the last minute,
On this whole deal with Laura.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But we're going to shuffle up the shows, as we've mentioned before. Next hour, we can talk about that a bit more. But as it stands right now, beginning on Wednesday the 3rd, we will have following this program from 9 until noon, Mike Huckabee, and then from noon to 3, Laura Ingraham, and then from 3 to 6, we will have Dennis Miller, a little bit delayed from his previous slot, but still kind of I think he's a great afternoon drive fit. And then Roger Hedgecock takes his, then we have an hour of
Tom Sullivan,
and then Roger Hedgecock taking us into the nights, and then Phil Hendry to round it out. And then we're going to be adding something new on our overnight lineup, but we still haven't made a final settlement on that. We have some ideas. By the way, we'd love to hear your idea on what you'd like to have for an overnight talk radio. Is fun. I used to do it, and you can get into some pretty interesting conversations there. So
Phil Hendry gets in some pretty interesting conversations himself.
He does. And he's got his shtick, but I think that we can have him and then add something else. And I'm thinking of something like a Nighttime America or maybe a George Norrie-type format show. Alex Jones has been kind of tossed around as a possible show to drop into that slot. We'd love to hear from our listeners. And of course you can write to Carl at KCNR1460.com and, kind of drop in your two cents. If you're aware of a late night talk show that, would fit, kind of what we're looking for in that format, we're looking for something a little bit offbeat because, face it, midnight on AM radio, that's the time when you can really get away with having some interesting shows and things that kind of, bring out the more interesting side of life.
All right, more of Free Fire Radio with Bob and Bob straight ahead. Thanks for joining us on this New Year's Eve. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Senate is about to go back into session with still no deal to avoid that so-called fiscal cliff. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
We've learned that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Biden resumed their talks this morning. While on the House floor today, Texas Republican Ted Poe quoted Ronald Reagan's warnings about runaway spending.
And here we are, 30 years later, on the brink of another crisis on New Year's Eve, still addicted to spending money.
Meanwhile, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio wants to avoid the across-the-board cuts called sequestration.
To mete out the same percentage cuts to wasteful and unneeded programs and high-functioning essential programs.
DeFazio calls sequestration brain-dead spending cuts. Dave?
Rich, there's some movement in committee on extending the expired farm bill, but if nothing is done in Congress, there's fear milk prices could spike to $7 a gallon in the coming weeks. The Senate is out with a report on the deadly terror attack on Americans in Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live at the Capitol.
Despite mounting security threats, the State Department failed to adequately protect its post in Benghazi.
There was a rising crescendo of evidence from the U.S. intelligence community and open sources.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman laying out conclusions from an investigation into the September attack that left an ambassador and three other Americans dead.
The system was in fact flashing red.
The Senate findings follow a similar report from the State Department's independent review. Dave.
Jared, it has been a violent day across Iraq. At least 23 people killed in a wave of bombings, mostly targeting Shiite pilgrims. The NFL regular season has ended, and now the losing teams are cleaning house. The Eagles have dumped coach Andy Reid after 14 seasons, and the Chiefs have just fired coach Romeo Crennel. The Jets and Jaguars have let their general managers go, and the AP reports the Browns will fire their GM and coach. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
my Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The makeshift memorial for the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut has been taken down. The flowers will be composted. Other items like cards and teddy bears will be ground up and mixed with cement to make blocks for a future memorial. This as the gunman's body has been released for burial.
Peter Lanza, the father of shooter 20-year-old Adam Lanza, has claimed the remains of his son, according to a family spokesman, who did not say when the remains were claimed or what plans the family may have for a funeral service. Connecticut Medical Examiner Wayne H. Carver's office did not release any further details. Adam Lanza shot and killed his mother, then took her guns and killed 26 people, including 20 children, in Newtown, Connecticut, in the second largest school shooting in U.S. history. Lanza killed himself as emergency responders arrived. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The niece of a pastor in suburban Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has been jailed, charged with burglarizing her uncle's home while he was conducting a Christmas Eve church service. Her boyfriend is also accused of stealing a gun, a computer, credit cards, checks, and rare coins. Reverend Michael Guthrie tells police he hopes she gets treatment for a drug problem. Are you a guru who is passionate about doubling down? Then spoiler alert, all those terms have made this year's list of words and phrases that should go away.
Are you getting tired of hearing this?
The fiscal cliff.
The fiscal cliff.
Or variations of that?
Hanging from the cliff.
You're not alone. That phrase, fiscal cliff, is on the list. The 38th annual list of words to be banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. The list is put out by Lake Superior State University in Michigan. Other phrases on the list to be banned, if only they could be: kick the can down the road, bucket list, and one other word that's trending, trending. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, amid all the uncertainty about the fiscal cliff, we're seeing some gains on the last trading day of the year, the Dow up 22 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. Listening to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda are taking a much needed time together in an undisclosed location. God knows they've earned it. Happy New Year,
almost.
As we
like to say in this business, a well-deserved vacation.
Oh, it has been a very interesting year for radio in general. This station in particular, we've expanded, we've grown, we've had a few moments of head scratching, but here we are. You're ready to roar into 2013 with a modified lineup and make it a better year than ever. You know, a lot of people just want to metaphorically slash their wrists over the election and all that stuff. I think we're more resilient than that. I honestly do. Maybe call me an optimist, but I think we're strong enough as a people, as a nation, to weather just about anything. And I think that sense will prevail. The headlines don't show that, but I think that ultimately people will end up kind of pulling it together. We always have, and I'm optimistic that we will, because I don't want to think about an alternative.
Nor do I. And as we like to say, a lot of the headlines in the mainstream media are agenda driven, but I think there are enough vigilant individuals that will, and many of them on alternative media, conservative talk radio, the internet, that we'll keep the folks in Washington honest.
Yep. And I think that as far as the severe angst that we seem to be facing as a nation, I think there is no one cause. You can't point to one side or the other. I think there is plenty of blame to go around on both sides. No matter where you are on the political spectrum, everybody wants to blame somebody else. And I think that's part of the problem.
Well, you're absolutely right. Both sides never should have allowed it to get to this point. We're facing this, or staring this $16 trillion debt in the face. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight.
Well, while we get ready to dial up Wells Fargo, we're going to run down a couple of our top stories, and these are from Reading.com. Of course, a big story right around here, and we can talk about that during this upcoming hour. It is 8:07 about sequestration, but about realignment, and that's a fancy word for we can't afford to keep prisoners. We're going to let them out and make them somebody else's problem, and that's exactly what the state is doing, and that is going to get a lot worse. We'll also talk about some of the other the fires that took place. There were some high spots, too, during the year, including Megan Rapahoe, a big change in the Reading City Council. Well, some people consider that a high spot. Other people are wringing their hands over it. North State economy, that can be a topic for discussion. Also, the rural fire fee, there's a hot topic, something being shoved down our throat by the urbanites. So we will definitely kind of check out the year 2012 in review. But while we're waiting for Wells Fargo to come up, I will tell you that we're looking at 38 degrees under clear skies in Reading right now. And today's high will be 53. Tonight's low 33. Partly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 56. The report is, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now our Wells Fargo advisors.
It's Kathy Lathrop Cummings, I do believe. Kathy?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative fractionally at 12,937. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,406. And the NASDAQ is positive 19 at 2,979. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company, down 6 cents at $12.81. And General Electric up 23 cents at $20.67. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $4.55. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $13.95. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.73%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 39 cents at $91.19. Gold is up $7.10 at $1,663 even, and silver is up 13 cents at $30.11. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. We'll check back with you and the gang at Wells Fargo Advisors 1 hour from now. Want to mention Alliance Heating and Air. They service and repair all makes and models. They do it right. They stand by it. Customers will see the value. They take pride in the fact they install high-quality equipment in a professional manner. And installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. If you need those, think of Alliance Heating and Air. You can phone them at 221-2642, and we thank them for being part of our sponsorship here at KCNR in 2012. 221-2642 for Alliance Heating and Air.
And I want to thank Alliance Heating and Air for coming home to a nice warm house from my road trip. Went up north to see the in-laws. We had another road trip earlier. We had a new heating and air system installed by them that includes a smart thermostat. And it warmed up the house, kept it at a good temperature, and I can change it from out on the road with an app for that. But the quality of work that Martin and the folks did, and also Martin does a great job of follow-up, but his workmen were absolutely professional. They cleaned up their mess. There wasn't any indication that they had been there except for the delightful warm air coming out of the register and hearing the hum of that system that, because we had been kind of getting along with just a couple of those oil heater things, you know, that you plug in the wall and they do a great job for about 10 feet in any direction and that's about it. But now we have a nice comfortable home and we're looking forward to Well, you never look forward to a wedding summer.
Don't feel like you're tethered to the portable heater now.
Yeah, yeah. And, but I will recommend them, absolutely. And like I said, Martin called up and left us a message wanting to know how the system was working. Did we have any questions? And that's the kind of company you want working on your house there at Alliance Heating and Air. Let's take a break. We're running a little bit late here. This is KCNR AM 1460.
The home of Free Fire Radio. It's Bob Belanti and Bob Martin in for Carl and Linda Bott on FFR this morning. 8:12. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Don't miss the end-of-the-year sale at Crown Motors. Going on now through New Year's Eve. Every vehicle marked down for immediate sale. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And save on a huge selection of clean, quality pre-owned vehicles reduced to sell. Don't miss the huge savings going on now through New Year's Eve at the Crown Motors end-of-year sale.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Oran Beach Opening and Sales Poetry Theatre.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at Oran Beach? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at Oran Beach.
Brought to you by Oran Beach Opening and Sales, off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit Oran Beach on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
It was a very good year. It was a very good year.
Oh, the chairman of the board. Oh, Frank, where are you when we need you? Let me tell you, they just don't make them like that anymore, you know?
No, they really don't. I could just sit here and listen to some of his old music on Rhapsody for hours at a time. It's I guess it takes years to put it into perspective. But,
yeah, and what, he represents such a different time and what times we live in. And so
I guess what I'm trying to say is I didn't fully appreciate his greatness when he was around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he was on the pop charts, when I would hear Frank Sinatra in between The Who and Johnny Cash back in the 60s, you know, because that's what Top 40 radio was.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear. 2012.
We hope it was a very good year for you. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had some people have had a lot of angst and upset and depression about the year, but we did have some high points as well, including, of course, the Olympics. when Megan Rapinoe brought home Olympic gold in women's soccer. And that was just, you know, that to me was, Reading doesn't make headlines in a positive. Usually,
I was going to say when they do, it's usually not good.
Yeah. Reading only makes headlines when it's something horrendous. But Palace
got the highest crime rate increase in the country.
Yeah, we led the country in increased crime. But Megan brought home, helped her team bring home the gold medal, and that was a completely unexpected thing that the U.S. was not expected to do that well in soccer, and congratulations to her, and very proud to have her as a girl of the North State, but that's one of the high points of the year. Interestingly enough, other things, of course, we talked about the crime wave and realignment, and you've been doing. Have you noticed an uptick in the stories that you read in the morning that are outlining our increased number of miscreants?
Yeah, definitely. But most of them can be tied to AB 109. Okay. I think at least that seems to be when the uptick started, when the miscreants started arriving in town.
And I should never glance at the chat room when I'm trying to compose myself to go on air.
Bad idea.
Fargy, you got me when I glanced down at that one. Anyway, the
okay.
Yeah. We won't even.
That was another thing we made headlines.
Yeah, we made headlines for, and
we went viral for.
Yes. By the way, we have another voice in the control room here. He's not really an employee. He's just sort of somebody who shows up from time to time.
I'm an assistant because of the first three letters of the word assistant. I think that's how I fit in that.
He's not an employee yet. You hear his voice on the station every hour.
Quite a while. And he's kind of a hired gun. He's a mercenary of the airwaves.
That's right. Not the adult baby, though. Not the adult baby that we're so known for. And didn't that guy, he got dinged by the welfare fraud that he was engaging.
All right, before we take the break, let me ask you real quick.
Okay.
Your talent, you could be working in any number of markets. Why'd you stay here?
You know what? The way I was treated when I came here, it blew my mind because I thought I wouldn't be well received here, and that was my prejudice. And I met Carl and Linda and you and Santos and everyone, and the way I was treated, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, why did you think you wouldn't be well received here?
You know what? It was just a preconceived idea I had. I thought, well, you know, I'm a little more less Republican than some people, but I just learned. I've learned a lot that, you know, the open-mindedness, really, that's here is worth it, you know. And I was embraced.
Yep.
And a lot of times I'm not embraced by people that would, you know, claim to be a friend.
You've been involved with media for long enough now to where does this station kind of sit for you in it's kind of a unique niche in this community, isn't it?
Right, it is, and it's just, you know, a lot of people think there's a lot of anger in talk radio and things, and there's just really not.
There can be, but
there's a lot, but it's just not here, and that's not the focus of KCNR, and that's the beautiful thing about it. The open-minded, open-ended discussion that we're willing to have here.
Well, we have had an eclectic group of guests, and we love our sponsors, too. As a matter of fact, let's give a little love to our sponsors there, J-Bob, because they make these babblings possible.
Exactly. That's right. Well, as always, we want to give a shout-out to Tobacco and Brew. They've been with us from the start, 3+ years, Tobacco and Brew, the folks on Hilltop Drive. We want to wish them a happy new year. And also Shasta Gas Propane. Although choosing a company to provide propane service might seem simple, it actually deserves some thought. And that's why we recommend Shasta Gas Propane. Ask yourself, is the price competitive for what you're getting? Do they offer senior discounts and veteran discounts? And what about service? They'll answer these questions for you. Call them at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. AM 1460, KCNR. Shall we take a break?
Yeah.
All right. It's Bob Martin and Bob Belongi in this morning on Free Fire Radio for Carl and Linda Bott. Carl and Linda return Wednesday. We've got some special New Year's Day programming in this slot tomorrow we'll be telling you about. Right now, it's 8:22. Thanks for listening to AM 1460 KCNR.
Don't miss the end of the year sale at Crown Motors. Going on now through New Year's Eve. Every vehicle marked down for immediate sale. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And save on a huge selection of clean, quality pre-owned vehicles. Reduce to sell. Don't miss the huge savings going on now through New Year's Eve at the Crown Motors end of year sale.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, Amy, I haven't heard that voice for a while. She was, she had a nice little string of hits, and great voice.
She did. Crossed over from contemporary Christian music, had a lot of top 40 adult contemporary hits in the 80s and 90s, and she's compiled quite a Christmas catalog as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She on a like one of those buy two album two CD set now is called 1-800 something or other, and
haven't actually seen that yet, but
maybe it's coming from Time Life Records.
Wait, this has been such a busy month. I have not I've not watched much late night TV lately. Have not.
Yeah.
I usually record Red Eye, but I haven't even gotten to watch Red Eye this month.
I haven't had network TV in ages, and I don't really miss it. I can pick up off the air TV, although I don't. I usually tie in either my Nintendo or my Kindle Fire. and watch stuff off of either Netflix or Amazon Prime. And I catch up on all my old shows, and the current offerings in broadcast TV just bore me to tears.
You haven't seen Antenna TV? That's the K8, one of Across the Town offering late at night. And I was watching them because they had the Yule log burning for the holidays, just the screen.
Just
a loop
of screensaver.
Yeah. So I had nice, you know, natural light in the Christmas tree. Cold house. Very cold house. But, and you try to turn up the TV, it doesn't make the house warmer.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's okay. The TV has a brightness control, but that doesn't make it any smarter
right,
either.
But just a simple loop of a Yule log is excellent programming at this point.
Yeah, well, I was thinking for years that it would be fun to go out and shoot scenes out in the woods and make them for living screensavers for people's computers and
right.
stuff for the cubicle rats who wouldn't know, you know, the only tree they see comes in a pot or it's in a little square of concrete for
right.
the dogs to take advantage of.
You need a little UV ray to come out of the screen
yeah.
and get some vitamin D in their system.
Well, we were talking about the year in review here, and by the way, jump in the conversation, 530-605-4567. Of course, Redding's property crime has increased by 51% during the first 8 months of the year. It has leveled off towards the latter part of the year, but still, that's a alarming increase that put us in the national headlines. There we go again. Now, once they opened the jail floor and were able to use some out-of-county jail space, that increase leveled off. But really, even though Christmas shopping is over, don't leave valuables in plain sight. Lock your doors. Do all the things that we didn't used to have to think about because we live in a rural setting. You know, the big city has come to us, for better or for worse, and we have to deal with that, and that includes an increase in crime. And I think that the sheriff's office and the probation department, they're doing the best they can resources they're being given.
All of that being said, I still want to commend our law enforcement officials, the sheriff's department and the police department, because travel to some other cities around California, even here in the North State, and you'll see a much worse crime problem, much worse gang problem. I think our local officials are on top of things here the best they can be at this point.
Also, during 2012 was the year of the fires, one of the more dramatic wildfire seasons, and we were overdue for a bad one, and 2012 did not disappoint if that's your thing. The Ponderosa fire took down almost 28,000 acres, destroyed 52 homes, 82 outbuildings, including the house of a friend of mine. Really caused a lot of problems. There was a big fire in Lassen Volcanic National Park that was supposed to be a managed fire. It became very unmanageable and burned out over 28,000 acres. And that is still in repercussions. And when we come back from the break here with Fox News, we'll be talking about how the political winds changed here in the city and the county. We've got a lot of new faces on the council and the Board of Supervisors. All that and more as we round out the hour here on KCNR 1460. We are the home of Free Fire Radio.
And thanks for listening. It's Bob Belongi and Bob Martin. We're taking your calls at 530-605-4567.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sal Chiangresso. With time running out to a possible economic calamity, some progress is reported in today's discussions aimed at avoiding the fiscal cliff of steep tax hikes and spending cuts. But there's no deal yet, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
There are a number of issues in which two sides are still apart. Negotiations are continuing as I speak.
Some of the major sticking points include:
Democrats are trying to delay spending cuts until 2015, and Republicans are demanding more spending cuts to offset extended unemployment benefits and farm subsidies.
And some say, let's go over the cliff.
The conventional wisdom is that there's no great harm in going a few days into the new year, as long as the markets don't tank, and it might even be politically easier to reach a deal after that.
Fox's Wendell Gogler in Washington. Wall Street's lower, the Dow down about 3 points. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460 kicks off 2013 with a new lineup that includes new faces and familiar friends. Following Free Fire Radio, Mike Huckabee from 9 to 12 noon. Laura Ingram makes her triumphant return from 12 to 3, followed by Dennis Miller to round out your afternoon. It all starts January 2nd right here on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year.
2012 will be remembered for a lot of things. One of them, the remarkable number of entertainers, sports figures, politicians, and newsmakers who died.
It's one small step for man.
We're Penn State. I'm proud of you folks.
I'm Mike Wallace.
J.R.'s golden rules. Don't forgive and don't forget.
Hi, Dick Clark live in Times Square.
Be listening for The Way They Were, a special presentation from Fox News Radio.
Listen this New Year's Day at 7 a.m. on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And it is 8:35 here on a Monday morning, the very last. Who thought that it was a good idea to have the very last day of the year on a Monday? I want to know that.
It's a cruel joke of nature.
Oh, yeah. So New Year's Day, tell us about
Didn't we just go through this 10 days ago with the Mayan calendar?
I'm telling you, yeah. That
I still
was
have a
be,
hangover from that.
That means I still have to pay my MasterCard bill, too, you know. So. Tell us about these shows that are going to be running tomorrow morning.
Really shouldn't have run up my MasterCard on the 20th. what are we talking about?
The Fox News shows.
Tomorrow morning.
Be covering
yes.
For New Year's Day instead of our sparkling personality.
Yes, we're actually taking the morning off tomorrow, all of us. Yours truly, and Bad Bob, and Carl and Linda. We have courtesy of Fox News special New Year's Day programming From 6 to 7, we've got to look back at the year in politics, 2012, the election cycle. And then from 7 to 8, as you just heard, the way they were. A look back at notables that we lost in 2012.
Some big names.
Some very big names. And look back at their careers and accomplishments. And then in this hour, from 8 to 9 tomorrow, the year in review, 2012. A general look back at all of the stories that made news this year. Again, that'll be coming your way from Fox News tomorrow morning, so we invite you to listen for that, and then we'll be back on Wednesday morning.
It's when you hear the headline and you go, did that really happen this year? It seems like so long ago. It's like the Summer Olympics. It seems like now, it just seems like forever
ago.
It's
been an eternity since then, yeah.
On the other hand, I'm still paying off, 2011 Christmas bills, but so go figure. It's sunny to partly cloudy skies today and a high of 53 degrees. Tonight's low will be 33. Tomorrow's high 56. And currently in Reading, we have 36 degrees. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And I do believe, is Henry still on the line or did we lose him? Henry, good morning. Welcome to Kate. We lost Henry.
You can wait a minute. Maybe not. Let's see.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope. No Henry? No Henry.
I would say Henry's gone.
Okay. Henry, if you're listening, you can dial back. We apparently Henry had to go take care of something and drop the line on us, so we'll wait with... he wanted to talk about something, I expect. Was it about the fiscal cliff?
Something to do with tax increases and corporations and that sort of thing in 2013. He was... explaining it to me, I knew I would get it wrong, so I wanted him to go on and explain it.
I do not take good dictation either, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You know, folks, if you want to call and leave a lengthy message for Carl and Linda, drop an email because, your friendly show producer, is not a, trained transcriptionist, and we're gonna mess it up, so, we love to get calls and comments, but if you're not going to make them on the air, drop an email. It's your message is much more likely to get through intact, because usually when we're on the phone, we're also trying to do three different things. Anyway, is that Henry?
And the art of shorthand died off long ago.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, how's it going, man?
Henry is on this line. Hi, Henry.
Good morning, Henry. How's it going?
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Getting through the last show, the last day of the year, and what's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, they're talking about this cliff they're going to fall off of, and what most people don't realize is that's not an increase particularly in taxes or anything else. This is the same situation we had many years ago when I was in business. I had a corporation that I owned and worked through, and the corporation paid me. I paid personally, for instance, 7.5% towards my Social Security, and the corporation paid 7.5%. And thankfully, Bush came along and he did some cuts. But we're not going back to something we can't live with. This is where it used to be. And a lot of people don't realize that. This is where the tax code used to be before this. Now, the great thing that it does do is it cuts massive government spending, which we need. So the people should be realize that they're not losing anything. They're just going back to where they were to start out with.
Yes, but when the tax rates were this high the last time around, the economy was in much better shape.
Well, that's very true, but the economy survived that and was in good shape even with the higher tax cuts.
I just think we have a deeper hole to climb out of this time around, and there is some school of thought out there that raising taxes on people is going to throw us back into a recession.
Well, nobody likes taxes, and including myself. But the fact remains that we'll survive that no matter what. And a lot of people don't realize that I mean, we lived for years and years and years with the tax rate as it was. A minute there, please.
Holding a multi-part conversation there, Henry?
I certainly am. It's kind of difficult. At any rate, no, in my opinion, if they fall off the cliff, I don't think anything's going to change particularly, and I don't think that let's put it this way, if they kick the can down the road, as they probably will, it's going to be a whole lot worse later on than it is now. They better take the lick now.
Well, you could.
I tend to agree with that, and let the people talk about it's going to be the, everything's going to end. No, wait, that was the Mayan calendar. No, wait, that was 2012. No, wait, that was whatever.
No, that was Y2K.
Yeah, whatever else, you know.
Well,
is it going to be rough?
You realize that this country is in debt so far that it's almost unthinkable. I can't even count that high.
Yeah. There's going to be some pain, and the longer you hold off yanking out the splinter, the worse it's going to get.
The worse it's going to get. Now, I can't picture what 13 or 14 or 15 trillion dollars looks like in a pile, but it's got to be pretty good size.
Oh, absolutely.
And, we're in a position that we are not servicing the debt we have now. So, there are two things that I would do in business, and have done in business, in fact. If I'm in a tight, especially on borrowed money, and I'm not servicing the debt, I've got to cut expenses and increase income. And if the government is nothing but a business, if they don't do it, it's going to get worse. And pretty soon, it's going to come down to the point that it's really going to hit everybody to the degree that that you can't possibly imagine, what we'll go through.
Unfortunately, the government is a business that is capable of printing its own money and postponing the hangover that much longer.
Well, they can postpone it, no doubt. But if you want to take a look at your history, look what happened to Germany after World War One. They printed their own money.
The Weimar Republic, yes.
Inflation that was so bad that they had to pay the workers at noon so they could buy groceries because the money wasn't worth it that much by evening.
Oh yeah, the wheelbarrows full of banknotes that were less and less. You could paper your wall with them. And
and not only that, I know that you fellows aren't as old as I am, but I remember after World War II, the Japanese yen, a dollar buy a wheelbarrow full.
That's what I was told. And the same thing happened in Germany, didn't it? The Deutschmark, when it really crashed?
Same thing happened in Germany. Now it can happen here. And it took years and years and years to get that straightened out. I mean, they had to rewrite the whole country laws to do that.
Yeah, I think that one of the differences now, of course, is that we have all this electric money. And what's going to happen, we're one computer glitch away from an absolute total collapse of the economic system. And that's kind of a frightening thought. Will we go back to barter? I think that's probably where a lot of this is headed.
Well, that's what you do when the money gets worthless. You go back to a barter system, then the government gets no taxes.
Yep. Hey, Henry, we got to take a break. You want to hold over?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to get that point across that if they kick the can down the road, we got a problem later on.
All right, sounds good, Henry. Thanks for your call.
You bet.
Thanks, Henry.
Bye.
All right, taking a break. KCNR, 1460 AM.
8:45.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Don't miss the end-of-the-year sale at Crown Motors. Going on now through New Year's Eve. Every vehicle marked down for immediate sale. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And save on a huge selection of clean, quality pre-owned vehicles reduced to sell. Don't miss the huge savings going on now through New Year's Eve at the Crown Motors end-of-year sale.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, we'll keep this one fairly short. We had a great conversation with Henry, though. You're listening to KCNR AM 1460 as we get ready to wrap up this year's interesting talk radio, and lots more coming up in 2013.
I just have to mention quickly, this is Rod Stewart's brand new Christmas album. He finally put out a Christmas album this year. And that's him duetting with Ella Fitzgerald electronically,
Ella.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
On What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah. Well, here we are New Year's Eve doing what I love to do best, and that is, of course, be in radio. Real quick, of course, a local political things happened. New district lines in place. Some things will stay the same. I love this little barb in conservative country. Shasta County voters said no to a shopping mall in Churn Creek Bottom. That occupied a lot of time, energy, and money. Wally Herger,
and we were the beneficiaries of a lot of that money.
Wally Herger retires. Doug LaMalfa will be our new U.S. representative. The city council is firmly in the hands of the fiscal conservatives, and in Shasta Lake, voters said no to Dolores Lucero in spite of her repeated attempts to come back in, and of new faces on the board of supervisor, Pam Giacomi and Bill Chappelle are in, and Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman have moved on to other career options, as they say. Hey, we're going to go ahead and jump right back into a break so we can get back on our track here. You are listening to KCNR AM 1460. We'll take a break and then come back for some final thoughts and comments right here.
Monday, December 31st, 2012. Thanks for listening.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30.
Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading and Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yax.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Johnny says it so well, doesn't he? That's the whole idea here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR AM 1460. We are your local radio station, and we're not here to make any particular population segment happy and say all the things that they want to hear. We're here
to offend every population segment.
Well, no, we're
equally
here to cover the community and give voice to the issues that you're not going to get on a corporate-owned radio station. This, I got out of radio. I was booted out, but I walked away from it. Because of what corporate radio had done to local stations. My job over at Across Town was terminated by a corporate decision, and I said, you know, enough of that. It took Carl and Linda and their vision of a community radio station to get me back behind the microphone, and I'm very grateful to them for that, they proposed this notion of, you know, when Carl first proposed the idea to me, I'm sitting there looking at him going, you're starting a radio station in this economy? What do you, good luck
with
that.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, good luck with that. But look how we've grown. Look how we've blossomed. This room went from a shambles I'm not making this up, a V8 engine sitting in the middle of the floor,
storage unit.
Yes, our broadcast facility, and it's not the biggest or the fanciest, but we love it. We get the word out. We are World Wide Web. That is still working, isn't it? Yes. Damn you, Bill Gates. But really, there's a vision here, and you, my friends in the community, are part of that vision. And Bob Martin, you certainly are, and Doc, you certainly are. And
well, thank you.
There's something about this place that just brings you back.
Thank you, Bob. I second what you said about Carl and Linda, and I am grateful that they gave me the opportunity to get back into a business that I've been in for many, many years. I had to get out in the real world and work for child support services for a while, and I'm delighted to be back in the business here. I have a greater appreciation for it now than I've ever had.
Yeah, it's this kind of reminds me of how my first radio job in Reading was out at K6O. Roland Casey Kasem's American Top 40 every Sunday for a couple of hours.
making the minimum wage, which in the mid-80s wasn't a whole pile of money. But I was carrying a full load at Shasta College at the same time, when I was pulling the overnights. I slept through a lot of classes, by the way.
That's when I first heard you. You're a legend to me, and the chance to work with you is great to me. That was when you were Big Bob Belanger.
Yeah, the overnight stuff. And we were just talking about some friends in the radio business who have moved off stage and miss them dearly, and we said goodbye to a lot of people nationally, and that's part of what Fox News is going to be covering tomorrow. Now, again, a program note, tomorrow morning, we have our special New Year's Day programming from Fox Radio.
From 6 to 9 tomorrow
morning. From 6 to 9, and then the 2nd, we will be switching to a modified format. Well, we will have, following Free Fire Radio, we will have Mike Huckabee's show, 9 until noon. Laura Ingram makes her triumphant return to the local airwaves from noon to 3. Dennis Miller, 3 to 6. And then an hour of, I keep forgetting.
Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan.
Former resident of Sacramento. Now he's back in New York doing his thing for Fox News, for the Fox Business TV network.
And, so he still has his roots on the West Coast. And then Roger Hedgecock. When I was in San Diego, I listened to Roger Hedgecock all the time down there on the big AM station out of San Diego.
I think he was on KOGO when you were down there.
KOGO, that's absolutely right.
He's actually moved over to KFMB now.
Really? KFMB used to be just bubblegum stuff.
I know they've kind of found their niche as the alternative talk station to KOGO market.
KOGO was the big talk station out of San Diego. But anyway, the point is that both national and locally, KCNR is going to continue during 2013 to bring you the very best programming we can and to respond to community needs, try to keep you informed, entertained, let you talk about the issues that you really care about. And that's the vision for this radio station. And, gentlemen, let me finish out here saying it's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you this past year. And I'm looking forward to another great year here at KCNR. For those of you listening in the chat room, the same thing. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have you as part of this KCNR family, Bob.
I just want to say it has been a delight to work with you, Bob, this year and before that when I arrived here about a year and a half ago in the middle of 2011, and it has been. We have a great group here. No big egos. I've been in some real toxic situations in radio before. This is not one of them. I am just thrilled about our prospects for 2013 and delighted to be a part of it.
So if you want to chime in, of course, you can always drop a note to Carl at KCNR1460.com. He's always interested in knowing what the listeners want to find out and take part in. So with that, we're going to wrap up with... and I'm going to say blessings upon you all for being part of this radio audience. And we're going to look forward to a great 2013. My friends, be safe and be good to each other. Have yourself a great day and Happy New Year.
And Carl and Linda will be back on Wednesday morning in this spot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puzo. With the U.S. just hours away from going over the fiscal cliff, Democrats and Republicans still haven't bridged the divide over their differences. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, after a very busy day yesterday, Pam, negotiators are back at it today.
There are a number of issues in which the two sides are still apart. But negotiations are continuing as I speak.
The update on the Senate floor from Democratic leader Harry Reid within the hour. Not every Democrat, though, is ready to go along.
No deal is better than a bad deal, and this looks like a very bad deal, the way this is shaping up.
Iowa's Tom Harkin later hinted to reporters he might filibuster a fiscal cliff deal if he doesn't like. And as for Republicans, an aide to GOP leader Mitch McConnell says his boss is in his office working the phones.
Rich, thanks. A grievous mistake was made at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, the finding of a Senate report on the attack that killed an American diplomat and three others on September 11th. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Capitol.
The Homeland Security report describes mounting evidence of security threats in Benghazi, but little action from the State Department.
And failed to make the one remaining decision that cries out to me as I look at the evidence here, which was to simply say, we've got to close this facility.
Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman also faults the...